I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking about something, Chris, that I think is really powerful for me, and that is the tendency of people in society to hide their sadness and how dangerous that is for a number of reasons. And the truth of the matter is everyone is sad sometimes. Many of us are sad a lot because of things going on in the world. And when we hide that, when we participate in this social media culture where we're always promoting ourselves as, I'm great, everything's great. First of all, we're running from our sadness and not accepting it because that's part of life and we're meant to feel it and to work through it. But we're also depriving others of a sense that they're not alone. And I can tell you that when I meet somebody that's in my stage of life and they take the time and they're vulnerable enough to share a difficulty they're going through, immediately it makes me feel like I'm not the only one. I can handle this. I can lean into this person. I can ask them to lean into me. It's a great gift to share hardship and difficulty with others to help them feel like there's not something wrong with them for not always being happy.
And you know, it's okay if you're a leader. I get the pressure that you want to present a certain face to your entire company, but there's got to be people that you lean on who are on the inner circle that you could be really honest with. And the greatest example for this is Jesus, Peter, James, John. He pulled them aside. He didn't freak out in front of everybody or all the disciples that he was preaching to. My soul is sorrowful to the point of death. Oh, I mean, here's a guy who just laid it all out there. And I got to tell you that looking back at their own lives, they might have thought, well, that was one of the greatest honors of my entire life, that God himself in the flesh was open to me in that moment. And it gives permission to people around you when you're that honest and raw to just be who they are, to be real.
You know, and I think about at least twice in the Gospels, Jesus wept. One of the times, I think the shortest chapter is Jesus wept.
Yeah, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept, yeah.
Yeah, he wept for Jerusalem. He wept when Lazarus died and he could see how sad everyone was. And yet we think that letting people see us in those moments is somehow making us weak. Well, it's a sign of strength and a sign of love to do that for others. And I recently had a talk with a great friend of mine that I hadn't talked to in a while, and he shared something with me. And he said, Pat, I've cried every day for the last 13 months. He goes, life has not been terrible, but I've had really moments every day. And I immediately thought, I want to lean in there with him. I want to pray for him and I want to help him. And I want to share with him that he's not alone. He's got something that we all struggle with. So Chris, let's pray about this now.
Yeah. And this isn't contrary, by the way, to Christian hope or joy, right? Actually, when you have real joy and real hope in God, it gives you the capacity to not medicate your pain, but to say, I feel this. It's okay. Right? So yeah, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the joys of life. We also thank you for the sorrows of life because you speak to us through it all. We ask you to help us to feel sorrow in a healthy way and to not be afraid to share it with people around us. Amen.
Amen.